is a special meeting of the Board of Supervisors that will be held now for the purpose of electing the officers of the Board of Supervisors. So that's going to occur next.
Okay. And before you all leave, don't forget the Halloween parade coming up. Peter DeVos is in charge of that. It's going to be held, best of my knowledge, the Sunday before Halloween. So anybody interested in participating this year like you did last year with your golf carts? Be prepared. He's in charge of it. He just asked me if I say something. Okay, we're ready to go to the next meeting. Do we open that formally?
Yes, sir. You would, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Remember, all of these... Okay, I'm good.
Jim, is this meeting exclusively?
No, this is an open meeting. You're welcome to sit in it. It's going to be short.
Okay, I'm on Vincent, actually right across from Jim's new house.
Oh, okay. All right. I live about 4 or 5 houses from where you're being.
Okay.
Yep. Anyway, thank you.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead. I'm going to let you read that. Let's go ahead and open the meeting. So we're going to go ahead and open the meeting of the San Carlos State Water Control District. Board of Supervisors meeting. And again, this is Saturday the 20th of September. And the time now is 10:45. That clock behind us is a little slow. Actually, it's 10:07. That clock's fast. We're located at the Gulf Shore Church at 25300 Burnwood Parkway, Benita Springs, Florida. Any of you that would like to stay, please do, and we're going to move forward at this time. Mr. Franks.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, this is noticed as a special meeting of the Board of Supervisors. Section 298.14 of the Florida statute says that after the election of the supervisor at the annual landowners meeting, then the Board of Supervisors will meet and choose one of their members to serve as president or chairman of the board, and then to also elect a person as secretary. And the person who is elected as secretary does not have to be a member of the board to be elected or appointed as secretary for the board. From the past, that has been Ms. Cruz, has been elected as secretary of the board as well as serving in the role as treasurer. So, Mr. Chairman, that's the notice of the special meeting, provided that that was the purpose of the special meeting of the Board of Supervisors, and it would begin with a selection of a chairman of the Board of Supervisors for the next 12 months until the next annual endowment.
Okay, this is between the supervisors. We need to elect a chairman of the board for the next 12 months.
Jim Rufford is who I elect.
I'll second.
I accept it. Thank you very much. Now we need to have a vice. Oh no, we need a secretary, treasurer.
Secretary.
Okay. And but we always elected a secretary or a vice chair at this meeting also.
You can, yes.
Okay. So I'm going to put a nomination on the floor right now for a vice chair. And of course, I'm going to nominate Jennifer.
Second.
You know, we need to have a third position we can actually nominate for. I always feel strange when we get three positions only and the third person, I remember sitting there. But okay, we need a nomination for secretary, guys. Hello?
Chanel Cruz is who I nominate.
I will second that as well.
Aye. Motion carries. Anything else?
So then, Mr. Chairman,
I respectfully decline.
Go ahead.
Okay, so for all the members of the landowners who are here, then chair, and for the record, the chair of the Board of Supervisors is Mr. Bradford, the vice chair is Supervisor Fonazzo, and the secretary is Chanel Cruz. So that's all the action that is required at this special board meeting, Mr. Chairman. So you can call for public input, as we always do, and then adjourn the meeting.
Any public input? None being had, we're going to adjourn the meeting. Meeting's now. Hang on.
Supervisor comments.
Hey,
Supervisor comments?
Yeah.
That wasn't on this list. We'll have it. Okay. Okay.
You want to have supervisor comments?
Yeah,
please do something.
James and I have a question on the Ecosystem Technologies, Inc., what this is about, before we sign this check.
Oak trimming?
Is this the oak trimming?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the oak trimming. Trim the trees on Busy Bee over the swale.
For the individual homeowner?
That they're in our swale. Ron and I have already gone. This is for the Ben for trimming the oak trees are hanging over.
Right.
They're hitting the trucks. Cars and it's going to fall in
okay.
As well.
You know, while we're in supervisor's comments, as we elected to do, we're okay.
It's legitimate.
Okay,
we've still got some people here. So, one of my things is then that our subdivision has been growing as Mr. Enfield has indicated. And with that growth, we have a number of properties within our community that don't trim the trees. Going over the swales and the ditches. When they don't do that, it puts the burden on all the other landowners to pay their bill when they have to cut it. So, so with that being said, as we are moving forward, we're going to have, now the city of Bonita Springs already has an ordinance in place for taking care of those items. They don't tend to come out to our community for some reason. They say they like us, but anyway, they don't come out to our community, but it's just another one of these items that we all shouldn't have to pay for if the people who own the land will just cut the trees back. So.
Yeah, one thing. And just for the edification for the landowners, I've spoken to FPNL, and they generally have a 5-year rotating cycle on trimming trees that are near power lines. And they did it twice with Ann and Milton. So they reset it, so we're 5 years out, that they'll come back and normally trim back trees up near power lines, near people's houses, especially in the public, in our roads here, in the swales. So unless a tree branch actually starts arcing and creates a problem, they won't come out for about 5 years from now. So set your clock. They're going to be here like 2030 for normal trimming trees and things interfering with power lines.
Yeah, thank you for that, John. That was important. A few years ago, we had a Australian pine tree that was back on an easement right of way that we have between Stillwell and Livingston. And that tree was not on the Water District property, it was actually on private property, but when it fell, it crossed our canal system, not our canal system, but there's a drainage ditch back there basically. And we spent quite a bit of money removing that tree that shouldn't have had to have been done. And I know that myself in driving around the community, we've got a number of few of the Australian pines still left around here. Well, the bad thing about Australian pines are they have no taproot system. When the wind blows, those things want to just fall over, especially once the ground gets a little damp. They're heavy, and they're very difficult to remove and take care of. So we need to probably, and again, private property rights is not part of what the Water District does here. So we don't even send them notices for that. We might get to talk to them occasionally, but I just think that I was really talking more when I started this about the pepper trees and things like that that just grow over every year into the ditch system. And then we have to pay a service to go around and clean them. And when you drive around the neighborhood, I would gather that 70% of the properties maintain and take care of their lots. And therefore, that's something that everybody should start taking care of on their own, and we should quit paying for that service. Budget's high enough. And we could most certainly use the money that we use for that, for fixing roads, striping roads, and other things that we can do. And for my 2 cents worth talking to the other supervisors, I think we need to think about that.
Mm-hmm. And then one random comment about pepper bush. It's actually an invasive species, so if it's on your property, it's highly recommended to remove it. It just grows back like crazy. So if we can all kind of do our part and pay it off our properties, then it won't be reseeding everywhere over and over and over again. One quick question on the ecosystem technologies. John, I was hoping you could just kind of clarify for me the process we took for bidding and accepting them.
The engineer Ron and I went out and looked and inspected the property, and we both agreed that the oak trees, there's 5 of them coming over, they're already in the road and hanging down, so even like pickup trucks are hitting them now, and it's over our swales. And they need to be trimmed back. So we put out for 3 bids. I have 2 written bids and 1 verbal bid, and that ecosystem was a low bid significantly. And they're also arborists.
Are the trees on private property?
No, the trees are actually planted like 40 years ago in our swales.
Okay.
Thank you.
My question is directed to you, Mr. Pringle and Ms. Chanel. And as a homeowner and on the board regarding the Levendecker bill for the attorney fees. I know this has been a sore subject, and for homeowners and for us having to deal with the lawsuits that have been, lawsuited that are directed from these 2 homeowners to the district. They're not lawsuits that we instigated or issued. It's one that they did. Just question is, who is bird dogging or watching the insurance reimbursement? Because these kind of bills, they hurt. They're big. Yeah.
I can answer that if you would like.
I would like you to do that.
And just to reaffirm that it's not lawsuits that we directed. It was directed by homeowners that are in the community
and
landowners
outside.
That are in the community.
And outside.
Yeah.
The one thing I would say, it's sort of like FEMA. We've got insurance that's going to cover part of those things, like FEMA covered part of the things that we did for the after storms and things.
Well, because like as a landowner, I mean, I'm paying this bill just like everybody else is, and it's very frustrating, that these lawsuits have been directed by other landowners, and now it's costing all of us.
Mr. Chairman, I can respond briefly, and I'll try to be able to
say something the way she said that. She
said by landowners. They are not a landowner in this community.
Yeah, they are.
One is not.
Yeah, they are.
One is not.
I'm referring to the...
You referred to one particular attorney.
Oh, wait a minute. Maybe I'm wrong on that.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, a brief response to Ms. Finazzo's inquiry is... there are 2 lawsuits pending against the district. One lawsuit was filed by Mr. Natick. He is a landowner. The other lawsuit is filed by Mr. and Mrs. Montero. They are also landowners in the district. However, the lawsuit they have filed relates to a parcel of land located outside the district where they are making a demand for access through the district across the district's private roads. There are 2 insurance coverages that apply. One insurance coverage, because we changed the insurance carriers along the way, and one insurance carrier is providing legal defense for the district of Mr. Natick's action, and they have hired, under the insurance contract that the district has with the carrier, the carrier hires the attorney to defend the district. So the carrier has selected the attorney to defend the district in Mr. Maidu's lawsuit and is paying the fee for that defense. The second lawsuit is the lawsuit filed by Mr. Montero, Mr. and Mrs. Montero. With regard to that lawsuit, it is a different insurance carrier. That insurance carrier first said that there was coverage, then they said there wasn't coverage, and most recently they have said that there is coverage up to $100,000 of legal defense funds to qualify for a reimbursement. It's a reimbursement method of payment, and so the district has to first incur the legal defense costs and then submit the records to the insurance carrier for reimbursement. And I have a letter on my desk now seeking that reimbursement again, because the carrier said they would and then they wouldn't and then they would. I'm trying to get those invoices submitted quickly while they are still in the posture of paying before they change their mind again.
And your part too, right?
No, ma'am. Not general counsel, only special counsel.
Okay.
So, and the special counsel bills on the Montero lawsuit are approximately $109,000 just for the special counsel up to this time. And we will be going to mediation tomorrow. And then depositions are scheduled
Monday.
We're going to mediation. And then Tuesday and Wednesday will be several depositions that will be held on Tuesday.
Mr. Pringle, I think you need to clarify for the landowners that what's unique about that case is he's suing for an action, not monetary damages, and that's why the insurance company is capping because of the. It's, you know, trying to say the roads are public when we all know they're private.
Yes, sir. So, yes, to clarify, he's not seeking money damages from the district. He is seeking a judicial determination that he, for his parcel outside the district, has a right to use the district's roadways without paying any assessment or any fee back to the district for that use. And the district has said that because the parcel is outside the district, then he should, like any other landowner, acquire permission from the district for the use of the driveway connection point to the district's right-of-ways and then pay a fee for that use right, and that's the only.
I'm going back to the Natick lawsuit. I know that the insurance is covering those now. Going back to the Natick lawsuit, you mentioned that the insurance company is covering the cost of an attorney now. What about the $20,000+ that the district has already paid before the insurance took over? Is there any reimbursement for that?
No. I'd like to clarify also for the record that if people were here a few months ago, there was a discussion specifically with Mr. Natick's properties and Preferred Concrete Plant. And sometimes during bad storms, there was discharge coming out of a pipe for the concrete plant. And we had asked Mr. Natick, since he has a PhD in chemistry, would he be great as a skill set volunteer to help us when he sees that, quickly go get a water sample so that the engineer and I can then study that and see if there's any pollutants or turbidity that's coming in our canals. And coincidentally, less than a month later, he begins a lawsuit on us. So he obviously was not interested in supporting the community.
Okay, thank you, John. Moving forward here, any other questions? This is really for the supervisors, and it sort of got off track here.
No questions at this time.
I let that happen because I thought you all would have an interest in what was being said.
Okay.
If there's nothing else,
my questions were answered.
Okay. During the meeting, okay?
Yes, sir.
Meeting is now adjourned. Thank you all for coming.